Hello, respective viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. I'm wearing a red shirt again today. I hasten to add, not the same one as yesterday. Ukraine is fighting a two-front war. They knew that they were fighting this Russian military invasion to the east, but now they're fighting this American economic invasion to the west, it seems, extortion from Trump's so-called deal. And when Trump tries to get the Ukrainians to negotiate with the Russians, it seems like he's talking about no more than a liquidator's audit, and he's trying to take all the assets as well. So convicted criminal Donald Trump is doing this to his so-called ally when they're at their weakest point. It really is sickening, but unsurprising that he should so stab them in the back like that. You know what he's like. He's a bully. He will hit you when you're down. He'll go for those who think they're vulnerable. He's foul. This is what you'd expect from a sex criminal like him. Wow. Someone, you know, a fraudster with those 24 convictions. That's what happens when you put a felon in the White House. No American resident ever has ever had any other criminal convictions. I think ever been charged with a crime. Goodness. Oh, am I wrong? Did George W. Bush ever have a drink driving conviction? But okay, apart from that. So, and there've been leaked particulars of America's so-called deal with the Ukraine. And they're asking for all of Ukraine's rare earth minerals, oil and gas, until such time as Ukraine pays them back for the money they gave them. The United States gave money and arms as grants, not as loans. And Trump's now trying to turn it into a loan. So all the revenues that would arise from future natural source development would go into a joint fund, a supposedly be managed by the two governments collaboratively. And it was meant to reinvest in Ukraine's infrastructure development projects that they need. Now, one of them about these rare earth metals is the value obviously depends on the market, and that fluctuates. Moreover, there's a lot of upfront investment would be needed to exploit them, to mine them. And which company director in his right mind would put money in there in the current situation? And Ukraine's getting nothing back in return, in as much as the United States is not guaranteeing to send troops or arms or anything. But Trump's saying, yes, but we'll have American workers there. That'll be security guarantee. No, it won't. They're already Americans there during the war. There were Americans before the war. There are Americans resident in every country. There are over 340 million people in the United States, not all of whom are American citizens. There are at least several million American citizens outside the United States, and a few of them when you were in Ukraine. There were business executives or journalists or humanitarian workers, diplomats or whatever, retirees. And obviously, there's the International Legion for the Territorial Defense of Ukraine, a significant minority of whom are citizens of the United States. So Americans being present didn't prevent Russia attacking. Why would it prevent it in future? If an American miner happens to get killed by a Russian missile in a few years' time, no, Uncle Sam is not riding to the rescue. So this is preposterous. I suppose even Trump's not quite stupid enough to believe that one. So anyway, it's meant to be something like $500 billion worth, and that is meant to pay the United States back for the financial aid that they've given since 2022, but it wasn't given as a loan. Now, Zelensky wanted to reject this, but, you know, he's desperate. Okay, other Ukrainian allies could be increasing aid, not just European Union countries, but the United Kingdom, Australia, the Republic of Korea, Japan, perhaps Canada. So the US approach is that the Ukrainians would deposit all the income from the natural resources into this joint investment fund, but there are no security guarantees in return. So then the United States would get back money with a 4% interest rate for all the money they gave since 2022. I think also the value of the military aid. The United States would have the primary rights to extract and manage this money. And there'd be a board to run it. There'd be a 5-member board, 3 of whom would be nominated by the United States, presumably American citizens themselves. So they're talking about this. But, you know, the Ukrainians initially were shocked when this came up with no preparation first time. And then that's when Trump was cut them off, because he knows they are desperate. They urgently need this this American aid. And the Europeans can ramp up aid, but can they do it fast enough to save them? And of course, there are a few Trumpist politicians in European countries, such as Robert Fico, Prime Minister of Slovakia, or indeed the Prime Minister of Hungary, Orban Viktor, who want to give no aid to Ukraine, are quite Putin-friendly and so on. Very, very foolish, considering they both border Ukraine. Of course, if Russia conquers Ukraine, they're next on Putin's menu. So Zelensky in a very invidious position. He doesn't want to say a flat no and get nothing from the Americans. I mean, they might sign this hoping that a more humane US president will come along later. They could scarcely get less humane than a scumbag like Trump, who say, come on, we're not going to push you to the wall. We're not going to rip you off like this. Bear in mind, the United States, they let Germany off the reparations after the First World War. They let West Germany off the reparations after the Second World War, and so on. So they did to their enemies. Surely they won't do this to their allies. We know that Russia is an enemy of the United States. Obviously not declared war on them, but there's also things like cyber attacks on them, has opposed them around the world almost every hand's turn. So Ukraine is doing America's work for them. Every Russian military asset destroyed by the Ukrainians is making the United States safer, is one more that the United States doesn't have to do themselves. A war fought with American treasure, American metal sometimes, but Ukrainian blood. So it's terrible, the situation the Ukrainians in. They're over a barrel. And so what's their alternative? This economic invasion from the United States. Trump just wants to smash and grab, just wants to steal everything. The Ukrainians are signing it, but that's under duress. And we all know that agreements are signed under duress are invalid. Okay, the consent is vitiated by the fact that have been so threatened, because if they don't, they won't have the arms with which to defend themselves. So it is sickening. It's very, very sad. It's a very, very unjust world we live in, that Trump can do this and get away with this. It's just so immoral. It's so cruel. And that's just how evil he is. Wow. You know, almost as bad as Putin. Well, thank you for watching my video. I wish there were free Ukraine. I wish this war had never started. I completely blame the Putin regime. Ukraine is a sovereign nation, is absolutely entitled to run its own defense and foreign policy, its own domestic policies, to apply to NATO. NATO has the right to accept Ukraine or to reject Ukraine. Russia has absolutely no right to dictate the foreign and security policy of Ukraine or its domestic policies. Russia doesn't grant that right to Ukraine to control Russia. So why should Russia control Ukraine? Thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.